Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and let's remain standing as we hear God's word and honor it together. 1 Corinthians 13, beginning at the first verse. Some of you can say this with me. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Let's pause there and give thanks to God. Father, we thank you that you've made us, you've created us in such a way that we cannot live by bread, by human food alone, but we live by every word that comes to us from your mouth. So open today our ears, our minds, and our hearts that we could receive and live in your living word, who is Jesus. Amen. Amen. You can take a seat. Y'all, I remember a few years ago when my parents painted the great room, the living room, dining room of their home. They painted the whole room except for one thing, one strip of molding near the kitchen, near the pantry. One strip of molding was left untouched at my father's insistence. That molding was extra special. That molding is the place where we recorded the family growth charts, right? Where year by year the yardstick or the measuring tape would come out and the pencil would mark and a name and a date was put down and you could see, well, here was Scott when he was, 6 years old and here's 10 and then here's when my younger brother passed me in height and all those kind of things. And eventually my kids got their spots there. That was preserved. And growth, y'all, when you can measure growth like that, when you figure out a way to measure growth, growth is exciting. Growth is exciting when you can measure it. But let me ask you this. What about our growth in the gospel? What about our growth in Christ? What does it look like to measure our growth? When it comes to our life in Christ, our life as Christians, that question is a little bit harder. How do you really measure spiritual growth? You can measure height with a yardstick or a tape measure, but what is the measuring stick for real transformation? If Jesus is asking, that's our Lent theme, Jesus asking the transformational questions of the Bible. If Jesus is asking, if he is helping us ask ourselves, then the key question for us is this: am I growing? Am I growing? Not am I busy? Not am I signing up for all kind of church activities and doing a spiritual thing here or there? Am I growing? And we know this as followers of Jesus, that transformation in Christ, transformation is measured in one way. Transformation is measured in love. Transformation is measured by love. Hear that common scripture again. If I speak in the tongues of men or of angels but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Listen to these things Paul lists. It's impressive. If I have the gift of prophecy, and if I can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship so that I may boast but do not have love, I gain nothing. Y'all, let's remember, Paul was himself at points a real overachiever much of his life. And Paul lists here some of his own or some of others' spiritual accomplishments that are pretty impressive. Remember his life? Paul was opposed to Christ, opposed to the growth of the first Christian movement until he encountered Jesus for real. And Paul was still intense. He was still all in, just in the better direction. I think we would have liked Paul in Savannah because I think there's a certain intensity to life and to character in Savannah. We may bill ourselves as the hostess city and sell the world on the relaxed atmosphere and the oak trees and the marsh and the beaches. But y'all, I think underneath our calm exterior, we're a city full of people who are striving and proving to themselves and to others and wrestling and positioning. And I think if Paul were here, he would have loved it. And he would have loved us. Because Paul had lived that kind of striving life. And he served here in Corinth that he wrote this letter to because they were living that same kind of life. And so Paul rattles on this list of his own spiritually impressive accomplishments. The ability to speak and interpret tongues. The gift of prophecy or knowledge or faith. His own generosity or his willingness to sacrifice. And yet he says this, without love, it is all nothing. You see, you can be spiritually impressive and spiritually immature at the exact same time. You can be spiritually impressive and spiritually immature at the exact same time. Transformation in Christ is always measured by love. A pastor once visited a nursing home where he met a man with advanced Alzheimer's. This man had been a strong Christian his whole life. He had been a Bible teacher, a Sunday school leader, faithful in his church. But by the time this pastor had met him, that disease had taken so much from his life. He could no longer remember Scripture. He couldn't carry on a clear conversation, and he had forgotten most of his family members. The pastor wondered quietly, What remains of a life of Christian faith after all of that has faded? But one day the pastor watched as a nurse came into the room and the man suddenly lit up his face. His face softened. He reached out and took the nurse's hand gently. And the nurse later said, "He does that every time I come in. It seems he always wants to bless someone gently." And the pastor realized something profound. Even when memory had faded, something deeper remained in this man's life. The love of Christ had been formed so deeply that even when his mind was failing, love was still present. Transformation is measured by love. We still today remember Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers, not just because we watched his PBS show, but we remember him because of the gentleness of his character. And there's a story that's told that reveals what and how he was shaped. Later in his life, he was a regular swimming at a public pool in his native Pittsburgh. And every time he entered the pool, the locker area, he greeted every person there warmly and with the same quiet kindness. It didn't matter if it was another patron or a custodian, a lifeguard, an elder, a teen, and one day someone asked him, "Why are you so nice to everybody?" He could say, "Well, because I'm Mr. Rogers," right? But he paused and said this, "Because every person you meet is a person that Jesus loves. Every person you meet is a person Jesus loves." That's not a television personality, y'all. He wasn't acting. That's deep formation in the heart of Christ. Transformation is measured by love. a high school football coach told his players once something that they would never forget. He said, you can tell what kind of man someone is by how they treat the weakest person in the room. Years later, one of those players said that lesson stayed with him. Not the plays they ran or the championships they earned, but the idea that strength shows up in how you treat people who can't do anything for you. That's so close to what Paul is saying here in 1 Corinthians 13. Spiritual maturity isn't measured by how impressive we are. It's measured ultimately by how we love. Transformation is measured by love. Y'all, Paul said it at the beginning, if I speak in the tongues of men or of angels but have not love, I am a what? It's louder. It's all words, right? It's empty if we don't have love. Friends, the words of Christ, the character of Christ, are not meant to just make noise in our lives. They're meant to reflect His character, to produce His love within us. In Colossians chapter 1, Paul lets us in on a secret. The secret to how the love of Christ transforms us. And it's a transformation that happens from the inside out. Colossians 1:27, Paul tells us that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not Christ in the pages of Scripture or in your mouth, but Christ in you. Transformation in love is not behavior management. It's not doubling down or trying harder or white-knuckling your way through. Transformation is allowing Christ to live in you and through you. That's why this Jesus asking devotion, that's why our Lent series, we keep coming back to that same rhythm of life together. Let's behold Jesus. Let's see Him for who He is. Let's believe Jesus. Let's listen to what He says to us, and let's open our hearts to receive Jesus. Behold Jesus, believe Jesus, and receive from Jesus, because we know that transformation in Christ is measured by love. So Paul tells us this is what growth looks like. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. This is such a popular wedding service scripture. I can't even count how many times I've had it chosen that I've read it at a wedding. But Paul's not written this. He's not writing to describe romantic love. Y'all, he's writing it to a church full of Christians who are striving. Who were striving often so hard that they were ready to break each other and break apart in conflict. Paul's not describing romantic love. Paul is describing practical wisdom. He's describing the character of Christ as Christ's character becomes our character. Love is patient. Our transformation in love will display patience. Love is love because it slows down. It slows down long enough for someone else to catch up with where you think you are. Love is patient. Love is kindness, a love that actively blesses, not just passively waits for blessing to come, but love that actively blesses the life of another. Love is humility. Humility, it is a lack of self-centeredness. Love is protective, which that follows from humility. Love is protective because love defends and provides for others. Love is perseverance. It just will not quit. And if Christ is growing, if Christ is growing in you, if Christ is growing in you, then love is growing in you. Transformation is measured by love. You know, we're coming close to the end of Lent. Next Sunday is Palm Sunday already, and then Holy Week and Easter. As we approach the end of Lent, my mind always goes, my heart goes to that last night that Jesus spent with His disciples. John 13 tells us that Jesus knew He had gathered them in the upper room. They were celebrating that last, what they didn't know it was the Last Supper. We call it the Last Supper. John records it this way. He says, Jesus knew that He had come from God, and He knew He was returning to God. I love that picture of security. For all that we knew and all that Jesus knew was coming His way, He knew where He had come from, He knew where He was going, and He knew who He belonged to. Y'all, what kind of security would we really have if we knew where we had come from, if we knew where we were going, and if we knew who we belonged to? And because of that security, He was able to do what no one expected. He got up from the table, not to be served, but He grabbed a towel. The host never grabs a towel. You wait for the servants to come and get the towels. He grabs a towel. It was not just the tool of the servant or the slave. It was the uniform. I'm probably too big to put this on, aren't I? There we go. But y'all, this is what it looked like. This is what love looked like for Jesus. Not to take the last minute to climb on a platform. Not to strive to show Himself higher or better, which He could do. He was the Son of God. He didn't choose to climb higher. He chose to kneel lower, right? So that's it, friends. If transformation is measured by love, then it's not how far up we go. It's really how far down we're willing to go. Transformation is always measured by love. He didn't choose a platform, He chose a towel. Not for the one who could climb higher, but for the one who could kneel lower. And for someone like Jesus, and for someone like you, who is being made a new creation every day after the image of Jesus, that kind of security is possible. That kind of identity is secure. And when our identity is secure as the children of God, we know where we've come from. We know our future, where we're going, is in His hands. Y'all, then the possibility of the love we can show is boundless because of that security. We know that transformation is measured by love. Ask you this question. If someone came and lived with you for a week, what would they say about your love? If someone came and lived with you for a week, what would they say about your love? If you're like me, I'd say, well, it depends on which week, right? It depends on which week. Is your love growing? Is your love kneeling lower? Is it showing that protection, that patience, that kindness, that forgiveness, that generosity? Transformation is measured by love. Y'all, I've been challenging you with two things. Two things all Lent. You go with two responses. One for today, your daily prayer. Your daily prayer. Every day, ask Jesus this. Jesus, grow your love in me. Simple prayer. Jesus, grow your love in me. So one internal daily prayer and then a daily question to go beyond yourself. Where can I love someone today? Jesus, grow your love in me. Jesus, where can I love someone today? It's as easy or as complicated as that. Where can I love someone today? Y'all, we can measure height with a ruler, we can measure weight with a scale, but spiritual growth is measured so differently. The measure of your transformation is the measure of your love. If Christ is growing in you, then love will be growing out of you. If Christ is growing in you, then love will be growing out of you. So as we wrap up this morning, I want to ask you a couple of questions. One, I may need to ask you this. Do you know? And you say, well, you ask this too often or not enough. I don't know. Are you in Christ? Have you trusted Christ with your life for salvation? Because that's the ultimate question, the question of identity and the security of your place in the hand of God and in the heart of Jesus. Friends, that is the secure place from which all true love flows. So before we can settle other things, we might need to settle that one thing. Maybe this is you. Maybe your challenge is to learn to love from a lower place and not just from a higher place. To love not just from a place of authority, but to kneel lower. And Christ invites you in this last season of the last week before Easter to walk with Him toward Gethsemane, to battle with pride, and to set down your will for the Father's will. And that's your place of testing, to learn how to kneel lower. Maybe your need to grow in love is centered around a particular person. Maybe there's a person you encounter regularly in your extended family life or in your work life or in your social circle. And this person proves to get under your skin every time. It's every time you encounter them. And so this is your chance to come to God and ask Him to grow your love for that particular person so that your heart could be shaped. For if Christ is really growing in you, then love will be growing out of you. Let's pray together. Father, we love You and we're thankful for the fact that You have loved us even when we've proved ourselves hard to love. You don't take out the measuring stick to measure and show us how much farther we have to go. You take the measuring stick out to show us our growth and then encourage us to trust You for the next thing, for the next person, for the next patience, for the next kindness, for the next generosity. So that we could always know that we're growing toward You. And that the heart of Christ is growing in us. Father, we offer ourselves and our need to know Your love and our need to show Your love. We offer our lives to You through Jesus, who is love incarnate. Amen.